And today the Vatican released a much-anticipated report on American nuns, an investigation along with another on the nuns' leaders that was initiated under Pope Benedict in 2008. In its 2012 report, the Vatican said the leaders focused too much on social issues, promoted radical feminist themes. But now, under Pope Francis, the Vatican has taken a 180 on nuns, praising them for their care of the poor and promising to value their feminine genius. Sister Simone Campbell is Executive Director of the Social Justice Lobby Network, which was criticized by name in that 2012 report. She also leads the Nuns on the Bus activist road trips. And Sister Campbell, you say you weren't surprised at this report. It was needed. Remind us of the reaction when the Vatican first called for this investigation.
Well, this visitation, which we felt as an investigation, was to investigate the quality of life of Catholic sisters in the United States. We were seen as not being properly in deference to the hierarchy. And what this report gives is a move away from censure and criticism and pointing the finger at Catholic sisters to more of a mutual recognition that growth needs to be realized for everyone.
Well, you're being very gentle in your wording, but others at the time said that they felt that this was a crackdown by a misogynistic, heavy-handed, all-male Vatican hierarchy against an underpaid, underappreciated group of women who do the lion's share of the Church's work. I mean, this was quite a fissure.
It was. And I shared some of those feelings of hurt, betrayal. Also, I think the hardest part was that when the Church had so many key issues to deal with in terms of pedophilia, lack of fiscal responsibility on the part of dioceses and bishops, the poor management, I mean, so many issues to pick on the Catholic sisters, it just seemed out of line.
We should voice the opinions of Catholics who do believe that nuns like you on the bus are out of line, that you've gone too far in some of your social justice work, that it's too political, it strays from Catholic values.
Right. But you know what? That's the strong minority of people, because everywhere we've been on the bus especially, we meet Catholics who are so relieved that someone is doing the work of Jesus in the public square. And the other piece is this release of the report affirms that work. And so those who were hoping for a return to quiet submissiveness are not going to be satisfied.
Well, is perhaps the Vatican reacting to something else? Your numbers are dwindling. The Georgetown Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate estimates there are about 49,000 women religious in the U.S. That's compared to 180,000 in the mid-60s. The average age, I believe, is mid to late 70s.
Well, but yes, our numbers are less. But the way we look at it is that the numbers is not the measure. The measure is how faithful are we to the gospel. And that's what this report raises. But I doubt that any time in our lifetime we'll return to the large numbers, because we don't need the workforce. That's not what we're about right now. We're about carrying the gospel to places where it wouldn't be. And for me, it's on Capitol Hill.
Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of the Social Justice Group Network and also leader of the Nuns on the Bus activist road trips. Sister Simone, thank you.
Oh, great to be with you. Thanks for this opportunity.
And staying with the Church, last week the New York Times reported that Pope Francis told a boy whose dog had died that paradise is open to all of God's creatures. And that prompted many conversations, including ours, with animal rights activists. Well, it turns out the Pope did not say that. We'll link you to the paper's correction at hereandnow.org. People who believe all dogs go to heaven probably still will. And then, of course, there's Charlie, who in the movie is already there.